what you're seeing is deceiving in two ways. It looks like the Beatles, but it's actually a band called Beatlemania that plays Beatles songs. They're commemorating the Beatles' first concert in the U.S., held at the Washington Coliseum. So this is the Beatles back then, in 1964. And now. What you're looking at was actually shot by Google Glass, a wearable device. It's a computer that looks like a prism, attached to what looks like eyeglass frames. Wearing this technology prompts stares and comments. Mike Mitchell took these photos of the Beatles 50 years ago. During our interview on Google Glass, he marveled at the technology.
Really amazing.
What pictures did you take 50 years ago right there?
I love this. Pictures of these four guys who would eventually become the greatest rock and roll band in the history of the universe.
Frederick Lardinois writes for TechCrunch, a website about technology news.
I'll start recording now with Glass.
We both put on our Google Glass for the Skype interview. He liked VOA's idea of using Glass to record the concert because, unlike cell phones, you can tape a concert and watch it at the same time. Lardinois says wearable devices are used mainly for fitness now, but that will soon change.
It will become more mainstream, but it also means the applications will have to get more mainstream. It has to get out of the sports enthusiast world and more to something like Glass, where it's useful, where there's useful information that's presented to you.
It would have been hard to imagine back then what the future would look like. The crowd had gone from screaming teens to baby boomers, and media coverage progressed from black and white to Google Glass. At the Washington Coliseum, Carolyn Frasutti, VOA News.